So as stated in the email, we're not up to the Mishnah Berurah yet, but I hope we will reach there today. There's quite a bit to go still. But if not, then we'll see it on Sunday. So you still have time to be chozer v'tshuva.
We'll probably
forget it on Sunday. Okay. So we saw that the Gemara brought a pasuk. What did the pasuk say? Eretz, chitos, sa'iro, etc., etc. From which we learn, Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, or Rabbi Yosef taught us, that whatever is mentioned first in the pasuk is more choshev. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina with regard to brachos. Fine. Said the Gemara, upliga de Rav Chanan. This whole principle argues with Rav Chanan. Why? Domer Rav Chanan, kol ha-posuk kuloi l'shi'urin ne'emar, comma. This whole posuk is there to teach us different halachas of shi'urim. There's seven species here, so there's seven halachas of shi'urim. In other words, let's see Rashi. Upligi de Rav Chanan, ha de Rav Yitzchak. Rav Chanan is arguing that principle that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, Da'oma, because he initially told us, Hamukdim, whichever is mentioned first in the Pasuk, Kaidim Lebracha, that gets precedence with regard to the Bracha, Alma. So you see, how did he learn the Pasuk? Kra Leshabeach Eretz Yisrael Ba. So therefore, in his opinion, in the first opinion, it's coming to, the Pasuk is coming to praise Eretz Yisrael, Sheyeshba Peirois Hachashuvim Halalu, that it has, Eretz Yisrael has these Chashuva Peirois in it. Umonon, and they are reckoned, they are all counted out, Kaseder Chashivusam, in the order of their prominence. So how did Rabbi Yitzchak see this Pasuk? Rabbi Yitzchak saw this Pasuk as a Shvach, as a compliment and a praise for Eretz Yisrael, because look, it has all these very choshev peiros. So if the subject of the pasuk is choshev peiros, then it follows that whatever is mentioned first is the most choshev. If I tell you, do me a favor, please go to the makolet and buy me cucumbers, tomatoes, oranges and apples. So I don't necessarily have a proof that cucumbers is the most choshev just because I mentioned it first. Why? Because that's not the subject of this list. The subject of this list is not chashivus. What is the subject of this list? Things I want you to get from the makolet. I want you to get all four. Therefore, I have no proof that whatever was mentioned first is most choshev. But if I tell you, do you know, in Bnei Brak, there's some very, very choshev Talmidei Chachamim. Really, who? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So there, what's the subject of my list? Choshev. So there, it's safe to assume, if I mention Reuven first, presumably he's the most choshev, because that is the whole subject at hand. So if Rabbi Yosef sees in the Pasuk over here that whichever is mentioned first is most choshev, then clearly how did he understand the Pasuk in the first place? That is the subject of the Pasuk. There is Strada's very peiros, chashuvois. Okay. Says Rashi, but upalig ad Rav Chanan. That disagrees fundamentally with Rav Chanan. Why? Da'oma, because he says, loy bo hakosov. The Pasuk is not coming, loy dia shvach, to inform you of the praise of chashivos ha-peiros b'ta'am shelohem. That they're very tasty, and wow, look at this, it has a wonderful, juicy, succulent rimoin, and a te'eno, and a zayis. That's not the purpose. Elo, shvacha shel Eretz Yisrael, the praise of Eretz Yisrael, undoubtedly it's the praise of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not the fact that they have peiros which are choshev because they have a nice taste. Rather, sheyesh bo peiros, sheshi'urei toira nitlin bohen, that they are shiurim of the Torah which depend on them. And seeing as that is the case, the subject of the Pasuk is not which peiros are choshev or not, but rather from which peiros I learn shiurim from. The Torah was not makbid al sidron with regard to the order. Why? Shahari Bazu Kulon Shavin, because with regard to that, they're all equal. There's no shear which is more or less important. If I tell you, listen, I'm building a shul, so I need help getting hold of chairs, tables, bookshelves, and svarim. So I haven't mentioned anything with regard to the chashivas. They are all necessary to build a shul. So just because I mentioned chairs first, it doesn't mean that chairs are the most choshev. But if I tell you, do you know, there's a terrific shul there, the most fancy shul you ever saw in your life. Everything there is total luxury. You should see the chairs, the tables, the... Ah, so why did I say chairs first? If my whole discussion is how luxurious it is, and if I said chairs first, clearly that's the most luxurious of them all, because that's my whole subject. So, if you see in this pasuk that the subject at hand is what? Praising Eretz Yisrael because it has very choshev peiros, and that gives you license to be medayik that whatever is mentioned first is apparently the most choshev. But if the subject of the pasuk is what? Praising Eretz Yisrael, not for the fact that it has choshev peiros because they're very juicy and tasty, but rather because they have peiros upon which the halachas of shiurim are based, the mechateis have got no reason to say one is more choshev than the other. Therefore, the fact that one is mentioned first in the pasuk is neither here nor there. Now, let's go through these one by one. Again, the Omer Rav Chanan kol pasuk kuloi l'shiurim nema. Number one, underline, chita. Chita is says in this pasuk. There is a halacha where the size of chita is crucial. When is that? Says the Gemara of the Tanan. We have a Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Nego'im, which deals with the extremely complex halachas of Tzara'as. And it says there, Anichnas lebayis hamanuga. What's a bayis hamanuga?
House with Tzara'as.
House with a neg, like an afflicted house. If somebody enters a bayis hamanuga, now we know the halacha is similar to when there's a mace in the house, that if you enter a bayis hamanuga, even if you didn't actually touch anything, by virtue of the fact that you entered the house, you become tomei. What about your clothes? Do they become tomei as well? So let's have a look. Hanichnas lebayis hamanuga v'kelov. Kelov means his clothes. Al kseifov, his clothes, he's not wearing his clothes, but rather they are draped over his shoulder. The sandalov and his shoes, the taboisov and his rings, instead of being worn in the normal way, they are biyodov. They're on his hands. Then who? The hain, both he and them, tmein miyad. They immediately become tomei upon entry to the house. Makes no difference how long or short you stayed in the house. But hayolavush kelov v'sandalov. Sorry, hayolavush kelov. But if the kalim, the clothes, were not draped over his shoulder, rather they were worn in the normal way, v'sandalov, baraglov, and his shoes were on his feet, v'taboisov, be'etzbaoisov, and his rings were on his fingers, then who tomei miyad? They. He is Tommy Miyad, but Vehein Tahoirin. They will remain Tahoir until when? Ad Sheyishhe, until such time that he stays in the house. Bichdei Achilas Pras. And the Bach adds the word Tana, Tana Paschitin, Veloi Pas Soirin. There is now all of a sudden, and we'll see Rashi fills us in where this comes from, there is suddenly a shiur. There's a zman that it takes for tumah to take effect. So for some reason, and we'll see in a minute why, it's all learned from Sukkim, if you are not wearing the clothes in the normal manner, you're carrying them, then you become tomei, and the clothes become tomei instantaneously. But if you're wearing the clothes in a normal manner, then they will only become tomei when? If there's a duration of kedei achilas pras, the time it would take to eat a slice of bread. And which slice? Chita. How so? Meisev, leaning relaxed, voichlon, belifton, and when it's eaten in some sort of tasting, some sort of flavoring, the time it would take to eat that piece of bread, that's the time it would take, as it were, for your clothes to become tummy. So therefore, that's our first halacha. What's the significance of chita in halacha? So here we have the halacha. If I need to know whether or not these clothes become tummy, so I need to look at chita, calculate how long it takes for a person to eat a slice of bread. Which bread? A wheat bread, not a barley bread. If he was in the house that amount of time, then his clothes become tummy. And if he wasn't, then they don't become tummy.
Isn't that a shiur
of other
cases? Of
what? Sure. But not necessarily of chita. Here it says clearly, k'dei achilas pras of chita. So let's see Rashi. Babayis hamanugan. Now, where on earth are these halachas learned from? What's the difference whether you're wearing the clothes or carrying the clothes? So clearly it must be psukim. Indeed, it is psukim. Zot Rashi. Babayis hamanugan. Ksiv. It says in the Torah, six words. V'habo el habayis yitmo ad ho'erif. Quote, unquote. Whoever enters the house, which house? The Bayis hamanugan will become tomei until the evening. What does that mean, become tummy until the evening? So he'll go into the mikveh, and that night he becomes tummy. But v'loy k'siv kibus begodim. But it doesn't say anything that you have to cleanse your clothes. It just says he will become tummy. Halacha number one. Now, v'ha'oichel b'bayis, it also says in the Torah that if you eat in the house, yechabus es begodov. Then you do have to wash your clothes. Now that sounds very bizarre. If I merely step into the house, then I don't have to wash my clothes. And if I eat there, I do. What's the difference? So Rashi explains, the eating is not significant. Rather, it is the time it takes to eat. V'shoye, that's talking about he waits. Shiur achila. Not that he actually eats. Rather, he waits in the house the time it would take to eat. But even if he doesn't actually practically eat. Midaksev, how do I know that to be the case? Because it says, Basefe, at the end, another posuk, it says, Vahashoychev babais, if somebody lies in the house, Yechabes espegodov. He has to wash his clothes. So we have a bit of a problem. On the one hand, it says you have to wash your clothes if you eat in the house. On the other hand, it says you have to wash in the clothes. If you just lie in the house, what's going on? Do you have to eat or do you not have to eat? So it must be that really you don't have to eat. Even if you just lie in the house, you just wait there, you also have to wash your clothes. So what does it mean, eating? For the time it would take to eat. Hilkoch, therefore, says Rashi, Hanichnas boy, if you enter the house, Vnoise esbegodov imoy, and you carry your clothes with you. Shaloi kederech malbushoi. What does that mean? Shaloi kederech malbushoi. Not in the normal derech malbush, not in the normal way of wearing. Then they cannot be considered clothes. They're not clothes. If they're clothes, then you should wear them. So then, ein elu begodov. Comma. Then these are not his clothes. Why are they not his clothes? He's not wearing them. In which case, v'tmein miyad. So they will become immediately tome sha'af pohen, because also with regard to them, anikoyre, I can refer to them with a pasuk, v'habo el habayis, quote unquote, which says you become tome immediately. But, ukashuhu lavush pohen, where however he is wearing, he is clothed in them, that is when boy shahia, that's when we require shahia. What does shahia mean? Awaiting. So the halacha is, the person himself, any item that enters the house, becomes tummy immediately. There's a special halacha of clothes. Clothes is an exception to the rule, and they only become tummy if, not if he ate, if he spent that amount of time possible to eat. So now let's define what's clothing. Clothing is if you're wearing it. So if you're wearing it, then there's halacha of shahiyah. If you're not wearing it, it'll become tummy immediately. What is the shihia? Says Rashi, achilas pras. How much is a pras? Chatzi kikor, half a loaf of bread. Shashiaru boy chachomim es ha'eruv. Chazal had a similar shihia with regard to eruv. Shehu kuloi mozoin. That is sustenance, shtei sudois, v'chetzi of mozoin, sudav achas. Okay, those are all halachas in eruvin. Pas chitin ne'echeles maher. Apparently, wheat bread is eaten quickly. May save, derech hesevo. When a person is relaxed, leaning, like we do on Seder night, she'i necheles maher. Obviously, when you're eating relaxed, then you eat quickly. She'inoi poina ono va'ono, he's not turning this way, he's not turning that way, he's lying down very relaxed. So now, how long does it take to eat a kikar of wheat bread? Apparently you eat it quickly, so it takes, I don't know, 2 minutes. How long does it take to eat barley bread, the equivalent amount? 3 minutes. So that's what this word in the Torah is teaching me, chitah. But if you come into the Baisa Manuga, not clothes in your hands, but rather clothes being worn, then they will only become tomei if I stay in the house for how long? For 2 minutes. Why 2 minutes? Because that's how long it takes to eat a chito kika. That is halacha number one. Let's move on in the Gemara. Sa'oira is halacha number two. You can underline or write a little two there. Sa'oira, which shiur is learned from the word sa'oira? The Tanam, this is another Mishnah. Not in Negoim, in Oholos. It says there, etzem k'sa'oira, if you have a bone the size of a barley, metame b'mago u'b'maso, it will be metame anybody who touches or lifts it, but v'eine metame b'oyehel. Says Rashi, halacha l'moshe m'sinayhu. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, don't try and work out logic. Don't try and look in the Torah for a source, because Rashi says, where does it come from? It's halacha moshe misina. So if you have a bone which is less than the shear of a sa'ira, what's halacha? It'll not be metame. But if it is the size of a sa'ira, although it will not be metame, but oihel. If somebody enters an oihel, as every kohen knows, if there's a dead body there, or even part of one becomes tummy. But if it's so small, it's only the size of a soira, at least a bone, it will not be matami but oil. But if you touch it, it will be. Okay, halacha number three coming up. Geffen. Which halacha do we learn from the word geffen? Kedei revius yayin lenozir. What does that mean? Kedei revius yayin lenozir. Let's see Rashi. We know a nozir is not allowed to drink wine, but he's also not allowed to eat what? Grapes, or even pits or peels of grapes either. That's what it says in the Torah. It says Rashi, Kedei revius yayin lenozir, ochal chartzanim vezogin velulovin. If you ate the peels and the pits and the branches of what? Of grapes. Now, how much must the nozir eat to have violated the issa? Kashir revius yayin. If he ate that amount, which would add up to the revius of wine, then chayev. Then it'd be chayev malchus. Now, what is a revius? Says Rashi, ein shiur revius yayin, the revius mayim shovin. A revius of wine and a revius of water are not shovin. What does that mean, it's not shovin? They're not the same. Why they're not the same? Lefisha hayayin av. What does av mean? Thick. Wine is obviously thicker than water. Vahamayim klushin. And water is thinner. Weak. Does anybody remember this? Where did we see this in Sukkah? Very good. On the Mizbeach, it says when you pour the Nesachim, you pour the wine, and when you pour the Mayim, you pour the Mayim. So he says that the container for the Mayim was smaller than the Yayin. Why? Because the Mayim flows out quicker. The Yayin is thicker, so it trickles out. So if you want them to finish at the same time, then you've got to have a bigger opening for the wine. says Rashi, v'yesh b'raviyas yayin yoyser m'mash yesh b'raviyas mayim. Kuta Amrinan, as it says in Shabbos, gab b'raviyas dam, sh'yochay likroish v'lamad al kazayis b'shum de somich. Somich means it is thicker. Avol midei de kolish, but something which is weak, like water, loy have b'raviyas didei kazayis. Its raviyas is not the shear of a kazayis. Therefore, we know that if a nozer drinks a revius or eats the equivalent amount of a revius, then he's chayav malchus. But a revius of what? Of mayim? No. I learned from our apostle, this is our third halacha, revius of gefen. What's gefen?
Wine. So far I feel like the sower is the only one that we're really learning a shear from. How am I learning it? I'm not learning.
A shear doesn't need to be the size. It could be any amount. No, yeah, any measurement. It doesn't need a measurement in volume. Here we add a measurement of time. But time that it would take to eat a wheat bread. Here we've got a measurement of a revius in terms of a gefen. Here we've got a bone there in terms of size. Shearin doesn't mean necessarily size. It can be shear of zman, shear of volume, shear of weight, shear of height, any type of shear. Okay, number four, te'eno. What's a te'eno? A fig. Kegroigras lohitsoas Shabbos. What does it mean, kegroigras lohitsoas Shabbos? What's a groigras? Fig.
Right.
So now, says Rashi, look at the last Rashi in Yomad, lohitsoas Shabbos, the Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, hamoitzi oichlin. If somebody transgresses the issa of Haitzah, transportation from Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, how much must he carry in order to have violated issa Haitzah? Kegregris. That's what it says. Vihi, says Rashi, Te'eno Yevesha. And that is a dried fig. So that's the fourth halacha. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Rimoi. Now let's have a look briefly at Tosfos. There is a Tosfos over here, basically says the same as Rashi. Gefen, second last Tosfos, Kedei Revius Yayin, Pirish. Im Ochal Alin, if he ate the leaves, Oilulovin, or the branches of the grapes, Kedei Revius Yayin, Chayev. Avalim Ochal Mehem, Kedei Revius Mayim, then Loi Mechayev. The Klishi. Because they are weaker and thinner, v'hoilchin bekal, they flow more easily, chutz min hakli, aval ki misharin b'yayin, but when you estimate in terms of wine, tzorich shi'ura tfei, then you need more of a shear. As we said before, shahayayin hu av, because the yayin is thicker, u'machzik goydesh, k'tzas, koydem sheyipol min hakois. Goydesh is as follows. Imagine you'd fill this cup. Tosis is adding a very important point. Really, everybody here should have asked me this question. What is a revius? A revius is a liquid measurement. So who cares whether yayin is thicker?
Yeah.
Who cares whether it's thicker or not thicker? It's a liquid measurement. It's like saying a meter of... they always used to ask us a question as kids. No? What weighs more, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers? The answer is, it's a ton. A revius is a revius, so what's the difference? Says Tosis, and Tosis here is the explanation. Imagine you would fill this cup with water. At which point, imagine this cup held a revius. Now, at which point would the water spill out? Once it gets a millimeter over the top. Why? Because mayim is kolish. Mayim is very, very thin. And if as soon as it gets over the top, it will flow out. But wine is a bit thicker. As we all know from our Friday night kois, if you fill it up, it actually can be raised about a millimeter or two over the top of the kois, and it will not spill out. Why?
Surface tension.
We used to call it a meniscus in science. So therefore, it will actually fill more in a revius cup than mayim will. Mayim, once you get over the top, it will flow out. But wine won't. That's what Tosis is saying. That's why you end up that the revius of yayin is a bit more. If you have a cup which can hold a revius, but yayin, it can actually hold a revius plus. And That's what Tosis is saying. Umachzik goyidesh ktsas. Goyidesh is like a little pile, like a goddish. Like a little pile at the top. Koidem sheyipol min hakois. Before it will fall out of the kois. Revius yain. But v'im hoyomayim, if it would have been water that you would have filled your cup with, then yotze yosa mirevius. Hoyo hayotze. The Bach is Geirus. The yotze, what does it mean, the yotze? That which exits the cup will be immediately following yosa mirevius. Whereas a yain, as soon as it gets to Revius, it doesn't necessarily spill out of the cup. It's Revius 0.1 or something. Okay. I think we're up to now Halacha 5. We've done Chita Soira, Gefen Teino, bottom line of the Gemara. Rimoin Kedetanan. We have a Mishnah. Now we have to know a basic Halacha in Tum over here. If I have a Kli, a bowl, for example, then that's Makabel Tuma. Everybody knows that. If I go to the ground and I mine a piece of clay, or I cut a piece of wood, that's not makabel tuma. Why is it not makabel tuma? Because it's not a kli, it's not usable. If you fashion it into a kli, then it is usable, and now it's makabel tuma. If I break the kli into pieces such that it becomes unusable, so now it's not makabel tuma. Very simple rule. What's not so simple is at which point is it considered unusable? So now, if I have a bowl, and I notice there's a hole at the bottom, is it unusable? The answer is, depends what you're planning to put in there. If you're planning to put soup in there, or water, then it's unusable. But if you're planning to put apples in there, who cares if it's got a hole? Many fruit bowls come with holes at the bottom. So at which point do we consider it unusable, such that it will no longer be makabel tuma? So the Mishnah tells us it depends if you're dealing with a Baal HaBayis or a Moicher, an Umon. We did have this once. Meaning, a Baal HaBayis is not so particular on the aesthetics of his Kli. He's more concerned with pragmatics. So therefore, if I've got a soup bowl and it's got a hole at the bottom, I don't chuck it out. What will I do? I'll put olives in it. And if the hole now grows and it becomes olive-sized, so I'll put apples. And if it becomes an apple-sized hole, I could put a rimoin. Once it gets to a rimoin-sized hole, well, not much left.
No, watermelon.
They used to tell us, no, the poor man knocks on the rich man's door. He says, takes a button out of his pocket and says, do you have a coat I could possibly sew onto this button? Once it gets to rimoin size, that's it. So that's the halacha of a rimoin. That's what it says now. Kol kli bali batim. If it's a kli that a bala bayis, means a house owner owns, shiuron kerimoinim. Then the shiur is a rimoin. Says Rashi. Nikev kemoitzi rimoin. What happens if it becomes a hole? Decide that it's a moitzi rimoin. What does moitzi rimoin mean?
Go through.
That a rimoin could go through it, then tohir. Why is it tohir? Because no longer a kli. What can you do with it? Bale batim chasim al kaleim. What does chasim mean? We said it this morning in davening. Shema koileinu, Hashem alekeinu, chus v'rachim. What does chus mean? Have mercy. So Baal HaBatim has mercy, as it were. He's concerned with his kli. Chosim al kleim. In other words, any minimal hole, they don't then chuck it out. Hilkoch, nekev kemoitzi kipnios. If it becomes holed, becomes pierced, the size of what? Kipnios. And I don't throw it out. Kipnios is what? Legumes and beans. So matznio lezesim. The hole is not that big. I can still use it for olives. Matznia means I can reserve it for olives. Nikiv kemoitzi zayis, mishtamish le'egoizim, and I can use it for nuts, which are bigger than olives. Nikiv kemoitzi egoiz, mishtamish by remoinim. But once it gets to remoinim, then that's the end of the line, and then I throw it out. Avol shel umon. If, however, Rashi's coming to explain, why did we specifically state that it's bali batim, because if it's of an uman, a craftsman, ha'imid limkoir, where the clear standing to be sold, then loy have a shi'urei b'hochi, then the shi'ur would not be this. If he's selling a soup bowl, and it's got a hole at the bottom, you say, excuse me, I'm not paying for this soup bowl. Yeah, well, it's good for egoism. Shkoyer, that's not how you sell kalim, so then the shi'ur is very different. But a balabatim is kirim. Says the bottom Tosfos, kli balabatim, gaba kli eitz, misnaya, this was taught to us with regard to wooden kalim. Okay, so how many have we done so far? We've done Chita Sa'ira, 2. Geffen, 3. Te'eno, 4. Rimoin, 5. So we have left in the Pasuk Shemen, Zayis, and Shemen Dvash. So Zayis is an olive, Shemen Dvash is a.
Does Shemen go
together? No. Zayis, Shemen Daz, then we have Dvash. Dvash is a date. So let's see. Zayis, Shemen. Well, I think we all know what a Zayis is. That's the most famous shear of the lot. What is that? A Kazayis. We always say a shear is a Kazayis. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rochanina, Eretz, Shekol, Shioreha, Kazayisim. This is the land where all Shiorim is Kazayisim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Kol, Shioreha, Salkadata, ? Well, every shear. We know it's not every shear. We've just said a whole long list of things which are not shiurim kazayis. Okay, v'ha ikka hanach. Surely there are these the omron that we just said, which have a different shiur. What's their shiur? Chital soira al gefen. So not everything is a zayis. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's not exaggerate. Elo eretz sheroiv shiureha kazayisim. Most halachas we know. What's the shiur? A kazayis. Says Rashi. Sheroiv shioreho achilas cholo chelev dam noisor pigul. I would add so too when it comes to eating mitzvahs, matzah, moror, korban pesach. The shear is always a kazayis. So I can't tell you that every shear in the Torah is a kazayis, but roiv is. And then we get to the last one, dvash. Like a large date on Yom Kippurim. If you eat chelev, as Rashi just taught us, or dam, or pigul, or noisa, then the shear is a kazayis. But on Yom Kippur, how much does one have to eat in order to transgress? A bigger shear. Says Rashi, dvash amur batoira hu dvash tamarim. What's Rashi coming to answer? What's Rashi's kasha over here? Dvash, says Rashi, whenever dvash is mentioned, maybe it's bee honey. I just got anything to do with fruits. Says Rashi, no, the general rule is when it says dvash in the Torah, it means the fruit. Which fruit? Tamarim, that's dates, but koseves, he tamarim. Koseves is a date. Why, by the way, is Yom Kippur a bigger shear than normal achila in the Torah? Normally on, whenever it says achila, the halacha is, it's a kazayis. The Torah says, lo yisoichal kol nevela. It's a nevela, as Rashi says, is kazayis. Don't eat pigle, a kazayis. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to Yom Kippur, is the shi'ur bigger? The answer is, it's a bit of a trick question, because it doesn't say anywhere you mustn't eat on Yom Kippur. What does it say? Inui. What's inui? Afflictions. We have a different measurement now. How much does one have to eat to afflict oneself? If you eat a kazayis on Yom Kippur, that might be considered an achila, but he's still afflicting himself. It's only not affliction when you get to a bigger size called a kazayis.
So then the rabbanon.
So let's carry on. Ve'idach, and the other opinion, meaning Rabbi Yitzchok. How can Rabbi Yitzchok indeed learn the first principle, which was what? That whichever is mentioned first is first of Rocha. You have to learn all the shiurim. He says, no. Hani shiurim, behedya, miksivi? These shurim, are they written clearly in the pasuk? Can it be that's what the Torah is teaching you? Well, if I read the word chito, how am I supposed to know that's a reference to a bayis amanuga? If I read the word te'eno, how am I supposed to know that's called varimoin? How am I supposed to know that's to do with tumah, etc., etc.? Elamid rabbonon, the cross machta ba'alma. These shurim are fixed by the rabbonon. The pasuk is just an asmacht, but it's not the real pshat in the pasuk. Okay. Now, a story. Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna have a yosvi besudasa. They were sitting eating a suda. Aisu l'kamayu, they brought in front of them tamri v'rimoini. Tamri is dates, v'rimoini pomegranates. Shokal Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna took borich a tamri b'resha. And he made a bracha on
Tamar.
Tamar first. Now, what's mentioned in the pasuk first?
Rimon.
A rimon. Rimon was number 5 on the list. And a tamar was the last one. So one is number 5, one is number 7. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chista. Rav Chista turned around to him and said, Loi svira le mar. Does mar not hold of la hold omer of Yosef itema Rabbi Yitzchak that kol amuktam b'posuk zeh kodem lebracha? Question mark. Why are you making a bracha over
Tamar?
Tamar, you should be making a bracha over the rimon. One second. I have to point something out in a minute. So he answered back, Omalei ze sheni la'oretz ze chamishi la'oretz. How many times does it say the word oretz in the pasuk?
Twice.
It says oretz, then it says 5 fruits, then it says again at the end of the pasuk, eretz ze shamas. So whenever it says eretz, for whatever reason, because we're praising Eretz Yisrael, so as it were, restarts the clock, such that shemen, which is tomor, is really what? It's not the 7th on the list, it's like 2. Whereas a tamar is
2, so tamar is 2.
Sorry, a rimoin is
5.
So even though it's mentioned earlier on in the pasuk, but it's only considered level 5. Says Rashi, ze sheni la'aretz. It says eretz zayis shemen udvash teksiv v'sefer dekra. It says at the end of the pasuk, hifsik eretz. The word eretz, quote unquote, was mafsik es haseda. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. The chozar lasis, and then it's gone and made again. Zaysim, the tamarim, chashuvim. More than te'enim, v'rimoinim, why? Shaharimoin is chamishi la'aretz. Because the rimoin is 5th after the word aretz. Haksuba b'roish ha-mikra, written in the beginning of the pasuk. V'dvash is sheni la'aretz, is the second one written after the word aretz, which one aksuva b'soifa. So therefore, if you want to know why did I eat the tomar first, it's because tomar is considered grade 2, but the rimon is considered
grade
5. So the Gemara says in conclusion, interesting way of finishing off the sugya, Omar le man yohiv lo nagri de parizala. How does Rabbi Artskol translate, Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi gives me eye and feet.
Eye and feet. I'm very impressed.
Look at Rashi. Mine, Yoiv Lord, whoever gives me Nagri the Paras, the Raglaim shall Barzel, feet of iron, Venashminoch, Neshamsheikh. I will be Meshamish you, Venelech, Acharecho, Tomid, and I will always follow you. So what does it mean? Does it mean he agrees to him or doesn't agree to him?
He agrees.
He says, wow, psh, I never knew that. I'm prepared to be mashamish you and follow you and tend to all your needs. I just need feet of barazan because I'm going to do a lot of walking. Fine. Let's see Tosfos. Top 2 Tosfos. Aisu lekamayu tamri v'remoini v'loy lelafis bohenes apas. Don't think that these fruits were there just to, what does it mean, lelafis of sapas, to give taste to bread. Why? Because that would be the classic case once again of
Ikur
and Tofu. Dim kein havale pas ikur v'hein tfeilo. But Tanan, we've really learned in the Mishnah, Mavorech halo ikur, poiter satfeilos, you wouldn't be making a broch on any fruits. Like when you have jam. Even if the jam in theory is ha'eitz, but you put it on your bread, you don't make a broch, it's not the ikur. Zeh sheini lahar, it says, Toysvus, mikol moko emachidish. Hey, chadika chito v'zayis. What's the common denominator between chito and zayis? Oisoirin v'tmorim. They're both first on the list, because we've just established that there are two lists. So chito is A1, and zayis is B1. Or Soirim is A2 and Tamarim is B2. So if I've got A1 and B1, which one comes first? So Toys first, Afagav de Shovin La'oretz. Even though they are both equal
distance
with regard to the word Oretz, Bikomokim Hamukdim B'posuk, at the end of the day, whichever is mentioned earlier in the Posuk, the Hainu La'oretz, Rishoin Yakdim Lebrocha. So if I have A2 and B2, then definitely A2. A1 and B1, then A1. If I have A2 and B1, then B1 would win the day. So if I have Chito and Zayis Shemen, then Zayis would come first. If I have Soira and Zayis, then Zayis would come first. 100% right. Now, just before we maybe have a minute in the Shulchan Aruch, do you remember we said on Amud Aleph that Rav Yitzchok taught us a principle, whatever's mentioned first in the Pasuk gets a bracha. And Rashi said, what are the Chachamim saying? Then no. If there's Choviv, then the whole rule doesn't apply. Which means that this story that we just learned now is a little bit difficult to understand. Why? Because what did he make a bracha on first? On the tamarim. She says, hey, what's going on? Don't you hold the Rav Yitzchok's rule? Whichever is mentioned first should make a bracha first. Why? What was his question? Maybe he preferred eating tamarim. It's chavuf. According to the Chachamim, it's only if they are of equal chavivus, then whichever is mentioned first, make a bracha first. But if not, chaviv wins the day. So what was his big question? Don't you hold of Rav Yosef? I do. But not if there's a Chaviv. So as far as you don't know what I prefer more, maybe I happen to prefer Tamarim to remind him. There's a point that was raised by Tosfos on the Malach. Okay, let's make a start to the Shulchan Aruch. As I said, we're not able to finish it today by any stretch, but I think it would be a very valuable exercise, number one, to see the Halacha, how it all comes to a conclusion. And number two, if we don't finish it today, then I would recommend try preparing it. Then we'll learn it. We'll try and finish it off Be'ez Hashem on Sunday. So let's have a look. Resh Yud Aleph. So we're going to learn quite a bit now. And I really think it's worth it because, I know this is not a halacha shir, but brachas is so negei la halacha. Somebody sitting around this table who shall remain nameless told me this week, he's learning a particular Sefer Lahalocha, which is very, 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 very detailed. But if you haven't learned the Gemaras and the Rishonim, it becomes very laborious. This is Mutter, that's Asa, this is Chayev, that's Potter, this is Meaty, this is Milky, it all becomes very... But if you've learned the Sugyas and learned the Rishonim, and you see where everything is coming from, then it's a very different story. And the Halocha becomes much more Gishmak to understand and to remember as well, actually. So we're going to learn together Mitzvah Shem Simen Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet, and all of the Mishnah Berurah. If you want to see the Bi'ah Halacha as well, you can see the Bi'ah Halacha. We're not going to see all of Sif Dalet, just the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah. So let's go. So let's at least make a start. But I really would urge everybody to try and look at it. Now we're going to do something a little bit strange. before we even begin the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Why would we do the Mishnah Berurah first? Because Mishnah Berurah makes an introduction. And sometimes he does this. When does the Mishnah Berurah do this for us? Do this for when there's a very complicated sugya. So he needs to fill us in on a bit of basic background. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei, Mipnei Shehasimen Hazeh, because this simen, Rabu Protov, has many protim, many details, Alkei, therefore, Echto Evloi, Hakudama Kutsara, I'm going to write a short introduction. Vuhu, and this is it. Tanan, there is a Mishnah. Now, it would be beautiful to learn, because we've learned all of this, Baruch Hashem. We, by the way, did not see the Rambam. I would have liked to have seen the Rambam, but we're going to see it now together as we learn the Halacha. We learned in the Mishnah, Brachas Tachmim Aleph, Hoyu Lefonov Harbe Minim, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Im Yesh Beineyem, Min Shiva, Olov Umavarech, Vachachomim Oymeri Mavarech, Al Eze Shehen Yirtze. That's the Mishnah that we learned. V'Isa Begemara, Oma Ula Machloikes, Kishe Birkoi Sehen Shavois. The machloikas between them is when the brachas are equal. For example, could go in zayis v'tapuach, an olive and an apple. To Rabbi Yehuda Sovar min shiva odif v'chom oimrim choviv odif. Aval k'she'ein birkoiseyen shavois. When the brachas are not shavois, could go in tznoim v'zayis. What does dalet hay stand for? Divrei hakoil. Everybody would agree. Mevarech alzeh v'choyza mevarech alzeh. And if you remember, we saw in Tosfos, what does that mean? You make a bracha on one on the other. Which one do you make a bracha on first? Yochid agrees to the rabbim, i.e., chavuf. Vehine, behold, yesh deyois ba'poiskim. There are various opinions in the poiskim with regard to whom do we paskin like, Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. The Rav Mehen Pasku Rabbi Yehuda. Most Poiskin Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a tremendous Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because it's a Yochid. Normally, Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. Over here, for whatever reason, most Poiskin say, in fact, we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Min Shiva Odif. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin in the main on Sif Aleph. But v'yesh sheposku k'chachomim. But some paskin like the chachomim, says the Mishnah Berurah in brackets. V'zehu das or Rambam hamuva b'sif beis. You're going to soon see that the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis brings the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in fact, paskins like the chachomim, that we don't go with min shiva, we go with... So that's one machloikus between most poiskim versus the Rambam. Do we paskin like the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda? That's number one. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'gam, so too, be'ein birkoiseya shavois, also yesh deis b'poiskim. So this is extremely complicated. There is also a machloikus, do we paskin like Ula? Or what we called in the Gemara, who do we call it? Rav Yirmiyahu. Yesh Oimrim. Sorry, no, it doesn't mean that. It means something else, sorry. Yesh Oimrim, de Kavonas Ula. Remember, we just mentioned, remember we had a box which initially was opened and we had to fill it. Ula told us when it's Einam Shavuos you make two brachas, but unfortunately he did not tell us the order. So Tosfos says, well, if he didn't tell us the order, then probably the Yochid agrees to the Rabbim, which is Chavuf. But not everybody agrees to that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is about to point out now. V'gam be'ein berkusei en Shavuos yesh deis v'poiskim. This is machloikas. Yesh oimrim, some say the kavonas ula. Some say that ula's intention, masha oma, that which he said, quote unquote, divrei hakoil mevorech al zeh v'choyza mevorech al zeh, close quote. Some say, do you know what he meant? Hainu, tekiven she'ein birkoiseihen shavuos. seeing as we have moved away from the machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and the brachas are not the same. Ve'ein echad poiter chaveiro, and one cannot possibly exempt the other. Loi shaychi ze leze klal. Therefore, there is no shaychus, there is no connection between one and the other. It's two completely separate issues. The yochel levorich tchilo al tznoim v'irei pri hadoma. If you want, you can make a bracha first on the tznoim and v'irei pri hadoma. Af shahazayis hu min shiva, even if the zayis is min shiva, v'gam choviv olav, and even if the zayis is choviv olav, why can you make a bracha over the tznoim? Because some say, and this is not like Tosfos, this is not like Tosfos, that the whole machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim only refers to which case? Shavuos. And if it's Einon Shavuos, there's no shaychus. I'll bring it out. I'll give you a silly example. Okay? I'll give you a silly example. Imagine you've got a zayis in front of you in Shiva, and you want to eat it, you want to make it very priyotz. Okay. You also have a mezuzah to fix on your door. You should make a bracha there as well. So I ask you, which one should you do first? So you say to me, oh, I should make a bracha on the zayis because it's the Shiva Saminim. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense. Why? There's two unrelated items over here. You can do whatever you like first. Some say the same over here as well. That if I've got a zayis and a tznoim, it's two separate chiyuvim, two separate brachas, no shaychus one to the other. So which one do you make a bracha over first? Do as you please. I couldn't care less min shiva, couldn't care less choviv. This is not like Tosfos. Says the Mishnah Brura, however, the yesh oimrim, but some say, and everybody can write if you want, this is Tosfos, the kavonas ula, that ula means the ledivrei hakoil yochel levorech al eze sheyir tzetchila. What does that mean? Or mistoma yevorech memela al hachoviv etzloi. So choviv will win the day. Ve'elu shtei hadeyos nizkorim gam kein besif aleph. And these two opinions will be mentioned also in sif aleph as well. Gam mavur sham basif aleph ubeis ma nikra choviv. We've never actually defined what choviv is. What does that mean, choviv? You prefer it? Well, it has to be that you're absolutely crazy over it. You always have it first. I sometimes have it first. What does choviv mean? Im harogil liyos tomid choviv etzloi oy mashu etzloi ato choviv o misaveloi. Maybe it's something that now. What happens if your favorite food is tapuach? But it happens to be now that I don't fancy a tapuach. I fancy something else more. In other words, is choviv measured in terms of what you always prefer, or rather what you prefer right now?
It's low.
To him. To him. To him. Mashu etzloi ato, the dogish is in the word ato, ato now. Is it what is to him now choviv umis aveloi, and he has a taiva for? Okay, that's another line of introduction. Another line of introduction says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ha-koidim b'posuk eretz chita v'soir, etc., etc., hamadaber shom, which talks there about mishvacha shel eretz Yisrael, hu muktam lebracha, afilu hasheni choviv olav yosef. Even if the other one is choviv, doesn't matter. Min shiva wins the day. Or mikomokim zayis, even though zayis is mentioned where? It's number what? Six on the list. Hu koidim legefen. Why mishum dechazinon shecholak hakosav? Because we see that the posuk split into two. Where did we just see this? Tosfos. V'kosav oretz, and he wrote the word oretz pam sheni, eretz zeh v'shayim v'dash. V'nimtza de zayis, hu rishoin, is the first one, Somuch la'oretz Basra. What does it mean, Basra? Like Baba Basra. It's the first one written after the last oretz. V'gefen is only rak shlishi la'oretz kamuf. Final hakdoma, boirei pri ho'etz. Boirei pri ho'adoma, koid mila shahakoil, those come first. V'yeser ha'protim, all further details, yavur ha'koil b'fnim, everything will be explained in due course. Now imagine had you not learned the sugya. I think it would be almost impossible to understand, appreciate, or remember this Mishnah Berurah's introduction. Shavayis Ein, it just all becomes too complicated, like learning a telephone book off by heart. Shavayis and Ein on Shavayis, and this is all very complicated. I'm not saying it's not complicated now. It is complicated. But it'd be almost impossible, maybe totally impossible, had you not learned the sugya. Okay, Sbeiz Hashem, like I said, I really recommend, if you have time today, Friday, Shabbos, have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, try and understand as much as we can, and then we'll learn it together, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday morning. Again, it's a lot, so I'm not even sure if we'll finish it on Sunday, but we'll see.